All right, lesson number one is customer service and how important it is if you want to build a business that can grow exponentially and last for decades while keeping your customers and your bank account happy. There are so many dropshippers out there that just think, I can sell products, I'm gonna make money every time I get a sale, and life is good. But the truth is, from day one, customer service needs to be a priority in your business because there is no point in putting the time into building a business that is not set up for long-term success. And if your customers aren't serviced and they're not happy, they are going to leave bad reviews. And over time, those are going to lower your conversion rate and build a business that burns out and make you have to start over from step one. Another thing that is so important when it comes to customer service is even before the sale is made, and this is responding to emails fast, responding to live chats, which you can do on your phone, and making sure if somebody calls the number on your store, you pick up whenever possible. Because I can't tell you how many sales going into the hundreds of thousands of dollars over time have come from people calling our stores and simply saying, wow, I can't believe somebody picked up. I called two or three other stores already. You're the first one to answer. I want to place an order for item XYZ. So customer service is extremely important, not once you're set up and running and profitable, but from the day you launch your dropshipping store. Lesson number two is outsourcing and why you should almost always do it sooner than you think you should. As a general rule of thumb, as soon as your business is profitable and can afford to outsource, that is when it is time to pull the trigger and start handing off some of the day-to-day responsibilities. Now, as another general rule of thumb, the first thing I recommend outsourcing is, you might have guessed it, customer service. Because again, if you don't get that piece right, you're leaving money on the table. And while it is so important and necessary for your business to grow and last, it is not the best use of your time. This is something you can outsource for relatively inexpensive. You can use tools like Mighty Call to monitor what's happening with people that call into your business. If you use Shopify Inbox for live chat, you can see how your chat agents are responding to inquiries. And of course, you can do the same thing via email. There are plenty of places to outsource from. We use onlinejobs.ph, but if you also want to hire someone on a contract gig, you can use a website like fiverr.com. The third lesson is reviews, how important they are to your long-term success, and to start focusing on collecting them from as soon as your first sale is made. Now, I literally left thousands of potential five-star reviews on the table over my first years in business because I never asked. So to ask for reviews, you can use automated tools. If you're using Shopify and you use judge.me to collect reviews, you can set up automatic emails that will go to people after their products are delivered that ask them to leave reviews. You can also set this up through Shopify email. And another little bonus tip here is you can actually incentivize people to leave reviews by offering them something like a gift card or a percentage off their next order if they take the time to leave a review on the product they purchased from your store. And another hidden bonus here of reviews is not just building up that trust factor on your store, but it's that if you're selling expensive products like I do and like I recommend, you can actually start to raise your prices the more reviews and the more credibility you have. I'm just gonna take a minute here and I'm gonna play a clip from a recent interview I did with a Dropship Lifestyle member and a member of our 100K Club, Mario, who used this exact strategy on his store. I'll ask you quickly, because I'm sure people will think like, okay, well, you know, if I sell at MAP and I have a competitor that sells at MAP and then I mark my prices up, why will people still choose me? So based on your experience now of doing this for years and years and years, what do you believe is the reason that you still do get many high ticket orders when potentially you have competition out there selling or listing for less?
Yeah. I mean, number one, I get people call us all the time and just say, it's reviews, reviews, mm-hmm. reviews, reviews. And like customer service, people will go to your website. They're going to read the reviews. They're going to see what people are saying about your store. And at first, you just got to do whatever you can do to accumulate those reviews. But once you get a good amount on your store, people are going to go, they're going to look at them, they're going to read them, they're going to call you, they're going to say, hey, Mario, like, I seen you have this product, it's a few, you know, $100 more than this other person, but I can't get a hold of nobody there. And I read your reviews, and they're awesome. I'm just going to go with you, you know, do you think you can work on the price? And sometimes I'll be like, yeah, we can take a few, you know, maybe $50, $100 off. And they're like, cool, I'll take that. And so always comes down to reviews and what people are saying about your customer service.
Lesson number four is to know your numbers. Now, if we go back in time 15 years ago when I first got into e-commerce, if you asked me, Anton, how did your business do last month? I'd be able to tell you how much revenue I did. I'd be able to tell you what my expenses were and how much money we made and that we were profitable. But I had no idea, looking deep into the numbers, what was selling best, how much money I was making on those best-selling items, what it was costing me to acquire that traffic, and where that traffic was coming from to lead to those sales. Now, I will say back then, tracking was a little bit more complex. We didn't have the tools that we have available to us today, but I still should have figured this stuff out a lot sooner, because what it would have led to is me saving a lot more money and being able to optimize even better early on. And when you understand your numbers and you know on an order by order level how profitable it was or wasn't, you can then make better decisions in your business. For example, you can put more of your ad budgets from the traffic sources that are leading to sales of your best-selling products to have more of that happen. For products that are selling but aren't that profitable, you can then work on cutting your costs. And I'll tell you, even though, again, this should have hit home to me early on, it didn't, because I just knew I was making a bunch of money every month. But I started watching the TV show Shark Tank, and one of the first questions that all of the investors would ask the people there presenting was about their profitability, and they wanted to know at a very deep level what was working and what wasn't. And I realized on that show, a lot of the questions these people were asking, I myself couldn't answer. So starting way back then, I made a very focused effort into setting up analytics properly. So again, I could know what was working and what wasn't and make better decisions. And what that led to was even more profitability, often with less ad spend. In this section, we're going to be talking about relationships, and specifically the relationships that you have with your dropship suppliers. And this is so important because all suppliers, when it comes to dropshipping, are not created equal. Let's just say, hypothetically, you wanted to build a dropshipping store selling horse saddles, and you found 20 possible brands to sell for. Well, it might turn out that 5 of those suppliers are what I would put into the bronze category. These are suppliers where it is next to impossible to make money with. Maybe 10 of those suppliers out of the 20 would fall into what I call the silver supplier category. And these are great suppliers that you can make a lot of money with. And then maybe the remaining 5 would be what I consider gold suppliers. Now, these are the suppliers that can literally send orders to you, refer sales to you, sometimes for massive amounts of money. Before we wrap this one up, let me actually just cut to a quick clip of an interview I recently did with another Dropship Lifestyle member who's also part of our 100K Club, Steve, and you can hear this directly from him. You have one of the suppliers that we love that I refer to as gold suppliers that actually refer orders to you. And maybe you can explain this for people that are like, what are you talking about? Why would a supplier send an order to a retailer with their relationship with you? Like, what does that look like?
So I've been, this was one supplier that I've had since the Amazon days. And I've gone through multiple sales managers over there. And I've just tried to stay in touch, be as nice and professional as I can. And just be really gracious when they did start sending me leads. Mm-hmm. And it's gotten to the point where I asked the sales manager, hey, why are you sending these to me? And he just said, hey, because you appreciate it. You say thank you when I send them over. And I just try to do my best to close as many sales for them as I can. Mm-hmm. To follow up with those customers. And that's where a significant portion of my business has come from this year. It's just from having that relationship. And I mean, they're giving me anywhere from, I would say, 3 to 5 leads a day. And that could be someone just looking for a small item, or I've had it $30,000 to $40,000 sales come from
amazing. So amazing. Yeah.
It's been incredible.
So hopefully that helps to really hit home how important these relationships are. And just to give you some more advice on this, if you do find 5 suppliers or so in your niche that are the bronze suppliers, my advice is to cut them as soon as possible. Stop selling for them because you're not going to make money with them and they're only going to hurt your business. Your silver suppliers, definitely work on strengthening those relationships. Maybe send them cards or wine or any small gifts around the holidays. And for your gold suppliers, make sure you even take that to the next level. Stay in communication with them. Make sure they know how important customer service is to your business. Send them maybe an even bigger gift basket around the holidays. Go to a trade show a year that they're going to be attending and meet them in person, again, just to strengthen that relationship, because at the end of the day, these suppliers are literally going to be sending you free money in the form of massive sales. Number six is probably pretty obvious, especially if you've been following dropship lifestyle for any amount of time, and this is to focus on dropshipping high-ticket products from day one. I'm not going to go into detail in this video because I've done this plenty of times in the past, but as a simple visual, you can compare two products and we can take cookies versus couches. Reason I'm choosing them is because I started off by selling cookies online, again, 15 years ago. Now back then, for every box of cookies I sold, it sold for about $10 and I made about $3 net profit. I quickly realized that if I could sell these inexpensive cookies, why can't I sell more expensive items like couches, for example? Sell one of those for $1,000, and instead of making $3 profit on that sale, now I could make $300 for doing the same amount of work. And when the profit is that much bigger per sale, you can do a lot more much faster in your business in terms of outsourcing, in terms of investing more into ads, and in terms of having more time available to focus on growth rather than managing the thousands or tens of thousands of customers you would need to have to make any significant amount of money while selling low ticket products. Lesson number seven is shipping and the fact that shipping rates are negotiable when you are selling large and heavy items. Now, for years, I simply did not know this. Again, the business was profitable, so I just paid what the shipping quotes were. But as soon as I figured this out, I literally went from paying my everyday stock prices to saving sometimes $100 to $200 per shipment of large and heavy items. What this meant to me is that for years and thousands of orders shipped, I could have had extra tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars in my bank account if I knew this earlier. Now, I'm not going to get into detail in how to do this in this lesson, but what I will do is link right over here to a video I did on how to ship large and heavy items, which I definitely recommend you check out if you're selling this type of product, because I promise you it will save you a lot of money, not just as a one-time expense, but literally every time an order goes out the door. Lesson number eight on my list is web design. And the fact that you do not need the most beautiful website in the world. Instead, you need a website that is optimized for conversions. And the simplest way to think about this is to have your future website visitor land on a page that gives them all of the information that they need to make a purchase decision. I'll tell you, the first website I ever built, the cookie store, I built it myself on Yahoo Stores. It looked terrible, but it did get sales. Then after a couple months, I paid a web design firm a ton of money to build me this gorgeous site with animations that I thought was the coolest thing in the world, and it did not help at all when it came to how many people actually purchased. So what I'm gonna do on the screen is show you one of our Dropship Lifestyle demo stores built on the brand new Dropship Lifestyle theme called Manhattan. And while I do that, I'll just go through some things that you need to have on your website sooner rather than later to turn visitors into customers. So high quality product images are extremely important, especially because we sell high ticket products. People need to see what that thing actually looks like in detail before making a purchase decision. Also, having detailed product descriptions so people can actually know what it is they're buying. And again, get all of the information they need before making that purchase decision. Also, right on our product pages, we put very clearly, simply defined shipping and return policies so they don't have to leave that page to get more information, whether or not they're going to buy or not. Also, having multiple payment options to accept, which is very easy to do in Shopify. But of course, with Shopify payments, you can take credit cards, debit cards, Apple Pay, Google Pay. You could set up PayPal. You could set up Amazon Pay. You can use Shop Pay installments to let customers finance their purchase over time. All things that you should set up from day one. Also, adding a phone number to your site and having live chat, which again, live chat could be managed for free through Shopify Inbox. And then a big thing here is to look at all of your top competitors' stores and try to find their weaknesses. I actually have a lesson in the Dropship Blueprint in Module 5 called Their Weakness is Your Strength, where I show you how to find your competitors' weaknesses and turn them into benefits on your site to, again, have more of your website visitors turn into customers. Again, it's not about having the most beautiful site in the world. It's about having your site optimized to convert. The ninth thing that I wish I knew when I first started dropshipping is what I'm going to refer to as the 90-10 rule. Similar to Pareto's principle, the 80-20 rule, but this is taking it even to a further extreme and using it in a very specific way. And what I mean by this is that once your business is set up and running, sometimes even in the process of researching what you're going to do, you're going to find so many different things to try. When it comes to dropshipping, different methods of dropshipping, different traffic sources, different themes to use on your Shopify store, different apps you should install, all different things you're going to see online and think, I want to try this. My advice is don't, and if you do, do it at a minimum. So what I want you to do, what I wish I did, was as you are growing, put 90% of your time and your budget into what is proven to work. And I will say in the beginning, it's going to be hard to know what works because you're just getting started. That's why if you could follow a blueprint, you'll just simply know, okay, this is what I'm focusing on. But even after things are up and running and successful, and you hear all these different things you can try out on your own business, my advice is if you're going to try them, keep it to 10%. So if you're going to work, let's just pick a random number here to make it easy, 10 hours in a week on your dropshipping store, put 9 hours of that effort into what is proven. And if you're going to spend $1,000 in a marketing budget, put $900 of it, again, into what is already proven, and then take that extra 1 hour of time and maybe $100 of your budget and consider putting that into something that would be experimental, something you haven't done yet. And based on the results of that small input, you could see if it looks promising or not. If it does, maybe you shift some more of your time, some more of your budget into it. But if not, cut it off. And again, keep that 90% on what is proven to work. The 10th item I wish I knew when I first started dropshipping would be to leverage the power of email marketing much sooner. Now, to build an email list, you don't need to do anything besides run your dropshipping store, have exit intents where you provide coupon codes, build a list of people that abandon their carts and people that purchase from you. And then what you should do, and what I should have done from day one, was run monthly promotions. Now, I'll explain what I mean by this, but I want you to know that in our businesses, about 30% or more of our monthly revenue now comes from our email marketing. These are sales that cost $0 to acquire because these leads, these emails, are already in our system. Now, if you use Shopify, which I recommend, you can use Shopify email to send out these monthly promotions, and it costs $0 to do that. You can send up to 10,000 emails a month for free if you have Shopify. Now, when I say monthly promotions, you should also just know I don't mean for a whole month long, but pick a window in every month between 3 and 5 days, create a unique promotion, and send it out to your email subscribers. They will buy. It works like clockwork, and it's the easiest way to make more money over time as your business and your email list grows. Also, this is in addition to email automations like abandoned cart follow-ups, like indoctrination emails, like post-purchase flows. So if you want to know more about them, I will link to a video where I cover those automations. You should find that helpful. And of course, if you are watching this and you got value, please do give it a like. Click subscribe for new videos like this every week. And if for some reason you're not yet a member of our award-winning program, the Dropship Blueprint, only program to ever be voted best e-commerce course by Shopify, I'll post a link below where you can get a 2.5 hour in-depth free training from me, plus a list of 500 profitable product ideas that you could sell online in 2024. And of course, these are all high-ticket niches. So thank you. I appreciate you. And I'll talk to you in the next one.